It's Eagles 360 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com on this Monday at the NovaCare Complex. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook. And the Eagles are through one quarter of the season, on to quarter number two. We know it's a long year. We're all a little hyper here. We're all disappointed, but you bounce back. You look to win on Sunday. Second quarter of the season, Brian. Mm-hmm. Offense, you pick a player. Offense, I'll pick a player. Defense, you pick a player. Defense, I'll pick a player. Who do you want to step up? Who needs to step up on offense for the Eagles?
I'm going to go with Nelson Aguilar. He started really slow, but he came on in this game against the Redskins. And sometimes you just need a couple plays here and there to build your confidence. And so now they know that Jordan Matthews is a big-time receiver. Now they need another option in that passing game. And I think Nelson Aguilar could be the guy. He has to grow. We need that rookie to grow fast. We need this rookie to step up and play good, and I think he can do it.
And I'm going to go with Jason Kelce, Eagles Pro Bowl center. It is a very difficult assignment for Kelce right now. The pieces around him are moving. The defenses are coming after the Eagles. I mean, let's face it, defensive fronts are licking their chops working against this front. They are attacking the Eagles up front. So that's a lot for Kelce to process. He's a leader on this team. He's a great football player. He's being asked to do a lot for the offensive line, for the signal calling, calling the protection, setting up everything. I look for Jason Kelce to raise his game a bit, and I think that would really help this Eagles front. And, in fact, I think it's essential that he does. If he doesn't, looking up front, it's really hard to bring it together. Yeah. Yeah. Defensively.
I'm going to go with Connor Barwin. I mean, he's a guy that can get it done. He's done it in the past. He's a guy that he's an emotional leader of that defense, a guy that is a jack of all trades in the run game, in the pass game. He needs to get that defense going. He needs to make some plays himself. And if he does that, now the defense we're talking about that can't get off the field on third down, now they'll be making those stops on third down. It's going to help eliminate the deficit in time of possession.
I'm going to go with his counterpart, Brandon Graham. I thought Brandon Graham played really hard, played well on Sunday against Washington. The big strip of Jordan Reed turned the game around for the Eagles, gave him a chance to have the football, went down the field for the go-ahead points. Brandon Graham, I look for him to step up and get some more sacks. Now, as we talk about that outside linebacker position, one of the glaring, lacking parts of this defense is depth there. Marcus Smith inactive again. Eagles not getting that three-man rotation that they had last year.
Yeah, I think Coach Kelly wants to see some play. We want to see something in practice from Marcus Smith that says you deserve some playing time. And so for him, if I'm a young guy like he is, he needs to step up on the special team side of the ball. He needs to step up on the defensive side of the ball. If he does that, then he'll get a chance. But he's never going to get a look unless he steps up, especially in the special team side, just because he's not going to be a starter. Right now, I'm not sure that he's doing that in practice.
And the opportunity is golden for Marcus Smith and for all of these young players. The Eagles need players to make plays. All right, quick question for you. Who is the best team in the NFC East right now?
I think right now the Giants. They're basically the only team that has a true franchise-style type of quarterback. They finally are getting some production from Rashad Jennings, and their defense is coming along. But anytime that you have a quarterback in a decent offensive line, I think you're pretty well off. Unfortunately, the NFC East is just not very good, so it's not hard. It's not very easy to pick a team. But if I had to go with somebody, I would go with the Giants.
A lot of football left, though. Let's get the Eagles back in the conversation. When we return to Eagles 360, we've got more to talk about Eagles and the Redskins and a peek ahead at the Saints at the quarter mark of this 2015 regular season.